This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. The general responsible for Walter Reed Army Medical Center has been relieved of his command. Major General George Waitman is the first high-ranking officer to be held accountable for the poor conditions at an apartment building where some Walter Reed outpatients live. In a statement today, the Army said that the leaders had, quote, lost trust and confidence in the commander's leadership abilities. NPR's Guy Raz is at the Pentagon, and he joins us now. Guy, it has been 2 weeks since the Washington Post first reported about these problems at Walter Reed, but this is the first big change to the leadership, yes?
It is. That's right. Several low-ranking officers have been relieved of their duties, but this is really the first time that the Army has held a high-ranking official responsible. And in fact, General George Waitman was actually brought out by hospital officials and by the Army to deal with media inquiries when the story first broke 2 weeks ago. But then, strangely enough, he sort of disappeared from the scene. He was sort of shunted to the sidelines, and there were murmurings around the Pentagon that he would be fired very soon.
Remind us, Guy, about the problems at this apartment building for Walter Reed outpatients.
Well, Michelle, you know, it's strange because the apartment building on its own merits was scandalous. You had mold in some of the rooms and you had mouse traps and mouse droppings. But I think what really came out of the series of stories that was the real scandal was this mountain of paperwork that these disabled vets have to fill out, paperwork that is so unwieldy that many of these wounded Iraq vets simply go without outpatient treatment for weeks at a time. The paperwork just to get a doctor's appointment. And it was taking a toll on a lot of these soldiers who are essentially recovering from traumatic injuries. And then, of course, in some cases, you have troops who are dealing with severe psychological trauma. So some of these troops at Walter Reed, aside from living in substandard conditions, were also dealing with this incredible red tape just to get the kind of treatment that they assumed that they would get without any problems.
Mm-hmm. Now, over the past 2 weeks, Pentagon officials have expressed a certain degree of surprise about what was going on, but there are reports today that senior officials did hear about some of these complaints as early as 2003. Is it clear what happened to those complaints?
Well, and this is when it begins to seem as if the Army is being somewhat disingenuous about its surprise at the original allegations, because former Army officials are now saying that, in fact, similar allegations were raised publicly back in 2003. And in fact, an online magazine, Salon.com, ran a series on this back in 2004. In fact, there's a case to be made that the Army's surprise is somewhat disingenuous. And in fact, the general who's been appointed to replace George Waitman as the temporary commander of Walter Reed. His name is Lieutenant General Kevin Kiley. He was actually in charge of Walter Reed back in 2004 when some of these complaints first surfaced. And even last week, Kiley was criticizing the Washington Post articles for being what he called one-sided.
Guy, I just want to quickly ask you about the soldiers who spoke out about this. What's happened to them? Are they still at Walter Reed?
They are. They are all still at Walter Reed. They're living in new rooms. Most of them have been moved. Officially, the Army says there won't be any retribution, but we do now know that the Army's asked all soldiers at Walter Reed not to speak to the media without prior authorization.
Thank you, Guy.
Thank you.
That was NPR's Guy Raz at the Pentagon.